This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned sine die. The monsoon session of Parliament, which began on the 20th of last month, concluded today after having 19 sittings spread over 25 days. In his concluding remarks, Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan expressed concern over the repeated disruptions in the House. He said the floor of the House was open, but the members did not make the fullest use of the opportunities available to them to raise the voice of the people. He, however, said the House managed to fulfill its core legislative duties by passing and returning 12 bills. Mr. Radhakrishnan informed that the House functioned for only 37 hours and 49 minutes.
The House functioned for only 37 hours and 49 minutes, regarding a productivity of 39.17%. We had the opportunity to raise 285 starred questions, 380 zero-hour submissions, and 380 special mentions. Sadly, only 16 questions, 52 zero-hour submissions, and 93 special mentions could be taken up. The floor was open, but we didn't make the fullest use of the opportunities. Repeated disruptions affect the trust and aspirations of the people.
Earlier, the Parliament passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy moved the bill to further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. The bill aims to make India's mining sector more efficient, investment-friendly, and well-equipped to fulfill the country's growing demand for critical minerals. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has accused the opposition of running away from discussions in Parliament when the government was ready for it. He said the conduct of the opposition MPs is not good for democracy, especially for parliamentary democracy. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that Parliament is meant for debate, discussion, and legislative business, but continuous sloganeering and protest had affected the functioning of the House in the monsoon session. Mr. Rijiju said that 12 bills were passed during the monsoon session, but only one of them was discussed in both houses. The Rajasthan Cabinet, chaired by Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma, today approved several key proposals, including draft Rajasthan Uniform Civil Code Bill 2026. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting, State's Parliamentary Affairs Minister Jogaram Patel said the Rajasthan Uniform Civil Code Bill seeks to provide uniform provisions across the state relating to marriage, divorce, inheritance, maintenance, and live-in relationships. Rituals and customs of tribal communities have been kept outside the purview of the draft bill. In Jharkhand, the students' protests regarding the alleged irregularities in the JPSC-JSSC is continuing on its 20th day today. Students are protesting at Jaipal Singh Munda Stadium, demanding a CBI investigation into the irregularities. Protesters have warned that they will get out the CM's residence and intensify the agitation if the demands are not met. Several union ministers, including Home Minister Amit Shah, Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda, and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, today joined the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign by hoisting the tricolour. In a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said that the campaign is strengthening the sentiments of patriotism and the sense of pride in the hearts of every Indian. After hoisting the tricolour at his residence in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said that crores of citizens are connecting with the tricolour and strengthening the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. A full dress rehearsal of the 80th Independence Day was held at the Red Fort in New Delhi today, ahead of the Independence Day celebrations. In a social media post, Defence Ministry said that the rehearsal showcased the ceremonial grandeur, precision and patriotic spirit of the celebrations, which will commemorate 150 years of Vande Mataram and highlight the theme Yuva Shakti for Viksit Bharat at 2047. Sensex has registered gain of 114 points to settle at 78,080 points and Nifty declined 40 points to 24,396 today. In the broader market of the National Stock Exchange, the mid-cap Hundex index gained over 0.1% and the small-cap Hundex index rose 0.3%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.